Once the leader of the Awliya, Sayyidina Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he was traveling. And during his travel, he rested for a few days at such a place where there was no water. When Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala felt very thirsty, it began to rain, due to which he quenched his thirst. He then saw a light in the sky through which one part became enlightened and a face became apparent, from which a voice was heard, "O Abdul Qadir, I am your Lord, and I have made halal for you all the things that are haram." Hearing this, he, Ramatullahi Ta'ala, recited, "A'udhu billahi min shaytanir rajim," and said, "O cursed Satan, go away." The enlightened part turned into darkness, and the face turned into smoke. Shaitan then again struck by saying, "O Abdul Qadir, because of your knowledge, the order of your Lord, and your comprehension in relation to your ranks, you were able to save yourself. Otherwise, I have misled 70 pious people like this." Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala also made this strike of Shaitan, who is the enemy of humans, unsuccessful, by replying, "This is only due to the favor and the grace of my merciful Allah Azza wa Jalla." When Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala was asked, "How did you know that this was Shaitan?" he replied by saying that this was that verily, when he said, "I have made halal for you those things that are haram," then I realized that this was Shaitan. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madhi channel, we find out from the above mentioned story that Shaitan has enmity towards not only ordinary people, but he has enmity, he's an enemy of everybody. The most pious people, like the people like the likes of Ghawse Pak, the pious predecessors, all of these people, Shaitan will not give up. So no matter how pious you are, Shaitan will keep on trying to take your iman away from you. Shaitan will try until your last breath to take your iman away from you. And we also come to realize from this particular parable that those people, and we unfortunately we see in today's society, with those people that claim that they do not need to read the salah, they claim that they do not need to fast in the month of Ramadan, and for them that they are making these claims that we have been forgiven this, then if the likes of Ghawse Pak we're not forgiven from reading the namaz, if the likes of all the pious predecessors were not forgiven from reading the namaz, then how can we claim today that it's okay for us not to read our namaz? It's okay for us not to fast. My dear Islam, with Shaitan is your open enemy.